Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 30. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us hear your word. Help us listen. Help us obey. Lord, speak and show us who you are and show us how you would have us change our lives to better serve you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 25, verses 1 through 30. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work, and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. 'Master,' he said, 'you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more.' His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.' The man with 2 bags of gold also came. 'Master,' he said, 'you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more.' His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness.' Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. 'Master,' he said, 'I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.' His master replied, 'You wicked and lazy servant! So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him, and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, today we continue looking at the idea of the return of Christ. We're continuing to look at the idea of the future and of standing before God. And so we have two different stories. The first one today is the story of the 10 virgins. And five of them were ready. They were watching, they were prepared, so that when he came, they were ready to go. But five of them were not. And in the story, they were not prepared for the bridegroom when he came. So, what is going on here? Well, in their culture, this would have been a tradition that it's not actually the bride, but instead her friends, that they are waiting so that when the groom, comes, he comes to escort his bride to the wedding ceremony, and her friends carry torches as part of a wedding ceremony. They carry their lamps as part of the progression, as part of the processional leading towards the wedding. And so it's a big deal, and it's a big honor for these friends to have been chosen to be part of their friend's wedding ceremony. So when it's finally announced that he has come, that it's time, they get ready to do their part. They get ready to be part of the ceremony. And the foolish virgins ask the wise ones to share with them, "Give me some of your oil." And in some ways, at first, it looks like these wise virgins are being very cruel. It's like, share. Why aren't you sharing? But instead, they're being wise, because it appears that they know how much oil they have and how much they will need to do their job completely. If they had shared, maybe all of the lamps would have gone out on the way, and it would have been an insult to the groom and the bride. Instead, they keep their oil so that they can do their job that they have been asked to do and honor their friend like they have been asked. So, in the end, the ones who are prepared get into the wedding ceremony. The ones who are not are excluded. They have insulted the bride, their friend, who they had been trying to honor. Why? Because they were not prepared. They weren't ready. And so we are challenged to be prepared. We are challenged to be ready. Now, it's interesting. It appears that if the bridegroom had come when they expected him to, maybe they all would have been ready. But instead, he delayed. And this, I think, happens with us as well, and it's kind of what we looked at in the last couple of days, is that we don't know when Jesus is going to come. If he came when we expected him, we'd be ready. And it looks like all of them would have been ready and prepared if he had come when they thought he was going to. But instead, he waited, and we have to be prepared and patient for Jesus in his return. But the important thing is we need to be ready. We need to be prepared, realizing that he could come now, he could come later. And if he delays, we need to be ready for that and wait patiently and be prepared for his coming when he does come. The second part of the story looks at the parable of the master giving his money to his servants. And he is basically entrusting them with his money while he is gone. Now, it is very clear from the context that they know what he is doing. He's not just giving it to them to keep safe. There is, within his giving it to them, seems to be instructions that they are to invest it, that they are to use it wisely, that they are stewards of it, and they are expected to use it to benefit him. And so one of them goes out, and he invests, and he gets a return for it. He has starts with 5, gets 5 more, ends with 10. Another one does the same thing, starts with 2, gets 2 more, ends up with 4. But there's one of them who doesn't do anything. He goes, digs a hole, supposedly trying to keep his master's money safe, and then buries the money. The first two are praised because they have been faithful. They have done what their master told them to do. They invested the money, and they got a return for it, and so now they have the investment plus the return to give back to their master. The last servant, though, was called lazy and wicked, that he knew what his master expected. Even when he was talking to him, he said, "Master, I know that you are a hard man, that you get things where you have not invested, that you reap where you have not scattered seed, and that you have high expectations. And so here is your money," he says. But the master says, "You knew what I expected of you. You knew that what kind of man I am and what I expect, but you didn't do it." And so instead of seeing him as a man who is afraid, as someone who they just want to try to protect it and keep the money safe, I see him as someone who is lazy. He was given a job to do, and he knew what was expected. But instead of doing his job, he buried the money to keep it safe. And then, who knows what he did? These other two, it seems the entire time the master was gone, they were working in order to increase the master's profits and get something to give to the master. This one, he seems to have been lazy. He's like, "Okay, here's the money. I'm going to bury it so I can give it back to him." And then he does nothing more for the master. He doesn't do his job. Instead, he just goes out and parties, or who knows what he did. But he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Now, how does this apply to us? Well, I think God expects certain things of us. And if I am a follower of Christ, I am expected to be doing what God has told me to do. And so, God has entrusted me with resources, whether it is my money, my time, my family, my possessions. God has given these things to me. But they are not necessarily only mine. In fact, they are not mine. They belong to God. Everything in my life is ultimately God's, and He expects me to use it for His purposes. And so, I'm expected to be working and doing things so that when I meet Jesus, when He comes back, I am not empty-handed, but instead I have things to give to Him. I have worked, I have served, and I can say, "Lord, here is what I have done for you." And so, another thing also is that I need to see what God has given me as being resources not for me to use for myself, but to use for Him. And then I need to be working so that when He comes back, I am ready to give it to Him. Another principle that I see is that here they are given an amount of money. When He comes back, He gets it, and then notice what He says. He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come share in your master's happiness." First, it appears that the story doesn't necessarily end here. In the Bible, it does. But there would be more that happens after this. That this is the beginning of a continued relationship with their master. And just like that, God gives us sometimes small jobs. And if we are faithful with those few small things, He gives us more responsibility. And so I need to be faithful even in the small instructions that He gives me. Because as I am faithful and obey in the small things, He gives me larger things, more important things, because I have demonstrated that He can trust me, that I will do what He tells me to do, and that I am a good and faithful servant. So, what about you? Are you ready? Are you ready for Him to return? Are you ready to wait and continue to be faithful while he's gone? As a servant, are you ready? If He came back today, would He find you working and serving Him, or would He find you lazy? Are you working for the Master? Are you giving yourself to Him and serving Him faithfully? That is my prayer for my life, that when He comes, He will find me doing the job that He has given me, faithfully working, faithfully serving Him with the things that He has given me and entrusted me with. I want to be that faithful servant. Lord, help us to see what You have asked us to do, and help us to be faithful in doing it. Help us not to be that lazy servant, but instead to use the things that You have given us in order to advance Your kingdom. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.